Councilmember Richard Fontana started this push, saying he's dealing with delis selling loose cigarettes, drug paraphernalia, and possibly drugs. Veteran members of the council have been involved in deli wars for years, claiming sales of everything from food which isn't fresh or healthy to drugs and guns. There are also complaints some owners don't adhere to restrictions in their licenses. Councilmember Rashid Wyatt says the bad delis have to go.
We don't want to shut deli stores down, but we certainly don't want them distributing and being a part of the problem that we continue to have in our communities with the distribution of single cigarettes and drug paraphernalia and other things that they may do. So I'm hopeful that they're listening because we want quality in our city. Buffalo is on the rebound, and we want to make sure that these deli stores are accountable and do giving us the same service that we would get anywhere else.
Other members say there are also problems with drug dealer owner-occupied homes, with Fontana listing three in his Lovejoy district and naming the owners and saying at least one keeps being released on bail after arrest and going right back into drug sales. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.